Do you know how it feels to hit a perfect drive on the golf course or sink a really difficult long putt? What about planning and hitting an approach shot that is absolutely beautiful? Have you ever hit such a shot? If so, the ability to duplicate any one of those shots exists right now in your subconscious memory banks. This information is stored in your muscle memory. Your body knows how to hit those exact shots every time and any time you wish, if you can get one crucial factor out of the way. Fear. Have you ever felt that you might be your own worst enemy on the golf course or in life? Are you guilty of self-sabotage? Would you like to stop doing this? You will learn in our course exactly how and why your conscious mind interferes with what your subconscious already knows how to do. Why do you find golf so frustrating at times, and yet so compelling? The fear response accounts for almost every bad decision or flub shot that you make. Being uptight, nervous, insecure, indecisive, or anxious, i.e., afraid. By listening to and applying the information provided here, you can improve your overall game in 3 easy steps. You will learn how to access information stored in your subconscious mind and muscle memory. This enables you to deliver more winning shots than ever before. Our promise is simple. Do the work as instructed and you will get the results. We recommend devoting 1 hour each day to your study. If you are willing to make this commitment, your golf game should improve significantly in a very short time. Many excellent books and articles have been written on technical aspects of the game. We make no attempt in this course to add to these subjects. The fear response is also known as the fight or flight response. This primitive response protected our ancestors from human savages or saber-toothed tigers. During such a response, an adrenaline surge prepares the body to either do battle or run away. Its purpose is to protect us from danger, real or perceived. An identical response can result from concern or doubt, which is fear, about executing a drive or missing a putt on the golf course. Predictable effects of adrenaline show up wherever and whenever you perceive a threat to your well-being. Typically, the higher the stakes, the greater is the fear response in your body. Experienced golfers are aware of their preferred stance, which club to use in what circumstance, their preferred grip, their most comfortable backswing, and on and on. A few play exceptionally well because of natural talent. Others excel through proper training and a great deal of practice. Many professional golfers devise ways to limit their own adrenaline surges, i.e., their personal anxiety. Some employ hypnosis or self-hypnosis. Others prefer affirmations, meditation, yoga, conscious breathing, mindfulness, or similar methods of relaxation. Almost none know how to completely remove the fear response from their game. Whether caused by a saber-toothed tiger's sudden appearance, or from a terrible lie on the final hole at the Masters, or when you're tied for first place in your club championship tournament, you are about to learn how to eliminate the fear response from your game. Not work around it. Not accept it. Not learn to live with it. Not talk it to death during endless sessions with some coach or so-called mental health professional. You are about to learn how to remove the fear response from your game. Period. Over and out. Gone.